it kept getting increasingly more difficult as the days went by. So then I was juggling, and all of a sudden I'm also on a treadmill, and then I'm juggling, and then like someone threw another thing into the pile, and I had to grab that and not drop everything else. Then all of a sudden there was like a windstorm, and I'm like on a treadmill in a windstorm, and there are people throwing things and I'm catching them. And it just kind of felt like it was increasingly difficult. And the moment that I felt like I kind of had a new way of handling the increased pressure and stuff that was on my plate, right when I felt like I got a pretty good grasp of how to approach it, there was another thing that took it to the next level. Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Diamond Life Mentor Podcast with your host, Balazs W. Cardos. I'm pumped and excited for this week's episode, my friends. We are on April 1st, 2024, and you know what that means. It's one of the most exciting days of the year for me personally, and I'm sure for you as well, because the first quarter of the year is completed. And that's what I want to talk to you about today, is a process of how we're able to actually review and reflect and make sure that we're in alignment with what we said we wanted to create, who we wanted to become for the new year, just only 90 days ago. So without further ado, let's dive right into it. Now, I'm actually celebrating a full year of completing my podcast. So I was just looking up the statistics, and we had 88,000 unique listeners so far in one full calendar year. We actually had, what was the number again? 160,000 downloads in a year. So I'm just so honored and grateful and appreciative of all of you that listen to my podcast. I know that sometimes you just listen quietly behind the scenes. You don't really let me know that you listen to the show. You don't really engage too much in social media and stuff like that. And you know what? I still appreciate you regardless, but I do want to hear from you. So if you have an opportunity to share the episode on your social media, leave a review on Spotify or Apple, that's always very much appreciated. So it's exciting. As you probably heard on the previous episode where I was talking about overwhelming and reprioritizing your life, I have a lot of really exciting things that I want to share with you soon around what happened in my first quarter of this year. There's been some massive achievements and some really exciting updates that have happened in my personal life, in my goals, in my dreams that I set out to create many years ago. And along with that also came a lot of intense, it's really hard to put it into words. It was just feeling like there was way too much to do every single day, not really having the time that I needed for myself. And it just added up. It was like stacking upon stacking. And even though a lot of that is still the case right now, I see the light at the end of the tunnel. I have a better attitude towards what's going on. And I'm taking it day by day, but I'm really excited for what's about to happen in the second quarter of 2024. So as I look at my life and I look back on a decade plus journey in my business and lots of different areas, one of the things that have always helped me is to focus on and to remember the highlights or the positives or the milestones or the achievements. I've never really been one to dwell in the obstacles or the negativity or the things that have happened that were really hard and difficult. But that doesn't mean that those things don't occur for me and others. As I mentioned in the last episode, we are all here living a human experience. And part of living a human experience is that we're energetic beings, we're emotional beings, and so we do very much have to experience all sides of the spectrum of emotions, right? I'm a huge believer in that everything in the world has an equal and opposite reaction and an equal and opposite effect. So your highest highs in life always are going to balance out at some point along the journey of your lowest lows. So you might have the most incredible things happening, but you've also either experienced in your past or will experience in your future something equally as difficult, challenging, devastating, sad, the opposite frequency, the opposite of that emotion. And so when we're riding it high and momentum is there and everything is beautiful, it's nice to remember to keep us grounded that this too shall pass, that there is a possibility eventually that things will turn and things will shift, and it may not always be as difficult as it is for you right now, that there is light at the end of the tunnel, that good days are coming, the best of you is ahead of you. Things like this is really helpful to remind ourselves that we might be going through a challenging season and we might be going through a lot, but at the same time, if we do what we know we should do and we focus on the things that are important and they are our priorities, over time, you'll notice like, okay, cool. Like I went through that difficult challenge, that storm, but now we're on these sunny, more beautiful, more peaceful, more calm, more fulfilling season. And then you might get another storm and vice versa. So in my case, I have been thinking a lot about this in this last quarter because it was so much for me to handle all at one time that it was like I was juggling, and it was already very difficult because let's say I was juggling like 10 things, right? And if you've ever juggled, I can't even juggle for real, but if you've ever juggled anything, it's like you got to have your focus and your attention. But then it kept getting increasingly more difficult as the days went by. So then I was juggling and all of a sudden I'm also on a treadmill. And then I'm juggling and then someone threw another thing into the pile and I had to grab that and not drop everything else. Then all of a sudden there was like a windstorm and I'm like on a treadmill in a windstorm and there are people throwing things and I'm catching them. And it just felt like it was increasingly difficult. And the moment that I felt like I had a new way of handling the increased pressure and stuff that was on my plate, right when I felt like I got a pretty good grasp of how to approach it, there was another thing that took it to the next level and another thing that took it to the next level. It was like playing that game back in the day, Tetris. It's like you think you're cracking the code, right? You're doing so awesome. And then the next level's harder. And then you crack the code and the next level's harder. But this was happening for myself in an increasingly fast pace. And that's why I was laughing. I'm like, we were expecting the 8-year 2024 to be this rocket ship. And then all of a sudden you're on the rocket ship and you're like, whoa, this is way more intense. It was funner just talking about it. But now that I'm actually strapped to the rocket, my gosh, get me off this thing. Like I'm cool with just taking the bus or I'm cool with just riding my bike, like the rocket. All right. Yeah, I'm out. So that's one of the things is that I was very much caught up in the challenge and the obstacles. But meanwhile, this is the part that's really interesting. Meanwhile, I'm checking off lifelong achievements, lifelong goals, massively like first place in the global contest. My sales are increasing like month over month. There was so much to celebrate and there was so much incredible things happening as well. But it was almost like I was not focusing on it. I was ignoring it because I was caught up in, oh my gosh, I just got to get this done. And then all of a sudden it was like end of the day. And I'm like, I got this never ending list and I got to go to bed, but I can't fall asleep because I got all this stuff on my mind. Like it was like really intense. Some people are telling me might have had something to do with a full moon or an eclipse or this or that. And I'm not super up to speed on that stuff. But if there was all that going on, let me tell you, I definitely was feeling it. It was a very intense period of time. Now, how does this relate to you? A couple of ways. Number one is that often when we start a business and we have these massive goals and dreams and where we want to get to, right? We're in a bit of a rush. And being in a rush to achieve something also can cause and come with stress. It comes with stress. It comes with anxiety. It comes with a lot of pressure that we're placing on ourselves with deadlines, with goals, with targets, with different things like this. And so you got to pause and ask yourself, why exactly do I want that thing that I want so badly? What is it going to make me feel when I achieve it? And what is the benefit of getting to that place? And is there a massive benefit into getting to that place in 3 months or 6 months? Or would it be the same thing if I got there in 2 years, but it would reduce my stress, it would reduce my overwhelm, I got more rest, I had a bit more balance, I got to enjoy this, I got to enjoy that. We have to weigh these things a lot more in depth than most people do. A lot of the times when we commit to something, arbitrary numbers, dates, it's not really thoroughly thought out of what are the benefits and drawbacks of this target, this goal, this milestone that I'm setting out to. Is it really worth what it will come with to get there in that type of speed. It's almost like when you're driving a car and the speed limit says 100 kilometers per hour, and you're like, okay, that's gonna take me this long, 4 hours to get to my destination. But I could go 200 kilometers an hour, and I can get there in half the time. I can get there in 2 hours instead of four. But driving a vehicle at 200 kilometers an hour is very dangerous. It's very risky. Yes, you can do it, but you also can't really see what's coming on the road, on the highway, obstacles, detours, weather, other cars. Are they going slow? Is there a traffic jam? All this stuff that you can't really factor in. So in your head, you're like, let's just go double speed to get there twice as quick. But meanwhile, if you get into an accident or you die in a car crash or something, does it matter that you got there that much faster? Not really, right? All of a sudden now it's worth nothing because you didn't even make it there alive. And so all I'm getting at here is that's an extreme example of just going twice as fast to get there twice as fast, but with so much additional danger and risk and liabilities and stuff that you can't control. And so I've been really reminding myself of my journey and things that I've learned in the past, and I've been pulling from the archives and the memories of, man, there's been a tremendous amount of difficulties that I've endured over the years, as have you in your life relative to your journey. And simultaneously, if we aren't paying attention to how amazing your life actually is and being grateful and slowing down and like taking a moment to take it all in, it's worthless. If we're in a rush to make it to the end, think about this for a second. It's like, we know that we aren't here forever. Nobody gets out alive. We know this. And so our time here is limited. But if we're in such a hurry to get somewhere, aren't we in a hurry to get to the end? Does this make sense? So on one hand, people are hurrying. They have urgency and they want to get there fast and so on, because they know that their time is limited. So the mindset is actually, let's hurry so that we have more time left over once we get to this place we want to be so badly, and when we get to this place we want to go. But in the act of doing that, we actually are hurrying towards the end. Is this making sense? It's very much a conflict. Like, we're in such a rush, and all of a sudden we look up and we're like, oh my gosh, I'm old. I don't have time for this anymore. I missed out on that over there. I never enjoyed this. You know what I'm saying? So it's very important to give some type of context around our goals, which is back to the point around Q1 ending, and now we're in 2024 Q2. When we're looking at, are we where we wanted to be at the beginning of the year by this point? It might be a bit of a reality check that you're not where you wanted to be. You might actually be disappointed. You might actually have thought that you should be further along, whether it's business, money, finances, personal relationships, your health and fitness, your weight, your strength, whatever it might be. And so you might be thinking that you're going to get caught up in this, and you're going to be like focusing on it and a little bit disappointed. And so I think it's important for us to actually look at, how can we analyze this information in a way that's healthy and constructive and can go back to the drawing board and make little tweaks, make little adjustments? So here's my process, and here's what I've been doing over the past couple of days to reset myself, reground myself towards where I want to go. And the big shift with this that I feel is really important is that what we need to look at is our identity. What we need to look at is our daily process, our daily habits, and let the rest of what happens and detach from the timeline a little bit. Because God, divine timing, there's a higher power at play here around when certain things are supposed to happen for you, for me, for us. And I think that is really hard for us to accept. Okay, so I'm a co-creator of this timeline. I'm not the creator of the timeline. I cannot force it. I cannot make it happen before it is meant to happen for me. And so as we look at the last 90 days roughly, I think that what is so helpful and insightful is to look at it and go, did I do the things the way that I said I was gonna do them? For example, if you said you're going to work out or have 10,000 steps in a day or be active or get some more fresh air or make healthier choices for your food, because that's important, those types of things. Did you or did you not? Because if you did, then you're on track, but maybe you're not at the destination or the goal that you set out for yet. Let's say you said you're going to work out 5 days a week and you have done that. And you also said that you were going to monitor and track what you eat and you've done that. But you wanted to lose 20 pounds and you've only lost 8. Then nothing's really wrong because you're doing the things that will eventually get you to losing 20 pounds, but you're maybe 6 to 8 weeks away from that and you misjudged it a little bit, or you weren't as strict with your diet. You gave yourself a little bit of wiggle room. You had that piece of cake, you had a glass of wine, didn't really fit into your macros or your diet, but you're still on track because your daily disciplines are moving you in the right direction. And it's just maybe a little bit delayed. Now, on the flip side, let's say that you were going to, you promised or you made a goal to work out 5 times a week and you only worked out 1 or 2 times a week. And you said you're going to eat healthier 90% of the time, but you only ate healthy 10% of the time. And then instead of losing 20 pounds, you've lost 2 pounds. That's a different story because now you didn't follow through on the daily things you needed to do, not even close. You were not even in the ballpark of what you said you're going to do, and neither is your goal achieved. Is this making sense? So in our businesses, this applies as well. It's, I wanted to hit 6A. I wanted to make a certain amount of money. It's okay. But if you were actively prospecting, you were actively speaking to leads, you were getting out of your comfort zone, you were testing ads, you were doing things that the old you in 2023 didn't even think that you would be capable of doing in 2024. So even just that little shift of the old you last year to the new you in the first 90 days of this year, and the stuff that you committed to in the process and the actions that you took, but you didn't hit your target for your rank or you didn't hit your income goal, it's okay. So this is how I've always, I don't want to use the word justified it, but I've always given myself some love, some self like grace around, okay, everybody wants to get there fast. Everybody wants to hit that big income goal, the big rank, getting there before the big convention and all this stuff. And of course that is important. And of course certain individuals, they risk everything or they go all in to the point where their other areas of their life are actually being damaged. Like they're so focused on hitting their goals that something has to give. So maybe their relationship was impacted negatively. Maybe their amount of self-care or quality time was impacted, or maybe they dropped going to the gym or taking care of themselves completely because they were so obsessed with hitting their financial goals or their business goals. And I can relate to this because that's exactly what I did 10 years ago, is I was that guy that my business goals, my rank, my income goals were the end all be all for a season of my life. And yeah, it was good on that side because I stuck to my vision, I stuck to my targets. But on the flip side, I was actually going further and further away from where I wanted to be in other areas of my life. So it's a catch 22. So as we look at where we're at, ask yourself, is the identity of who you want to become being implemented in your day-to-day life, right? Like one of the things that I have identified with personally is I'm an athlete. I train like an athlete. And so I take my fitness, I take my health as importantly as an athlete would who does it professionally for a living. But I'm not. I'm a businessman, right? I'm a father, I'm a husband. But being an athlete from a place of identity actually makes me a better father, makes me a better husband, makes me a better businessman, and it takes care of myself and my health personally also. So identifying as an athlete is actually very empowering for me. And when I have difficult days of choosing what to eat, for example, or I'm tempted with Easter weekend and treats and stuff, like I'm thinking from a place of, if I was being paid millions of dollars a year as an athlete, would I or would I not do this? Would I eat this or not eat this? And I didn't drink alcohol. I didn't have the sweets. I skipped out on some of the carbs. Like I was making decisions for my personal identity of being an athlete in situations where I could have in the past, or I should say I did in the past, just decide like it's a holiday. Everybody eats junk on holidays. But does an athlete who gets paid millions of dollars, are they classified as everybody? Nope. Because a very small percentage of people ever make it to professional level sports to get paid the big bucks. And so that is a shift because instead of, this is what we all do, or a majority does, I don't want to be average. I don't want to be part of that crowd. But because my identity needs to match, everything shifts. This is making sense. So if you are a millionaire online business owner, how does a millionaire online business owner show up? Do they not check on their business for like days at a time? Do they not log in to see how many sales they have, how many leads they have? Do they not follow up? You know what I'm saying? Is if you actually had a 7 or 8 figure business, you would be checking on it daily. You would be aware of what is happening every single day. You would be taking it more seriously than you are. And these are the little types of things that you should check in with. So if your identity is that you want to be a millionaire online business owner, you want to be fit, you want to be lean so you look good on the beach, on your tropical holidays that you take with your family, you want to have a lot of energy for your children, you want to have a great sex life where you have that attraction with your partner, all these things, if that's your identity, then you need to check in and make sure that you're executing and following through on that every day. If you actually are learning, growing, implementing, and confirming this identity with yourself each and every day, however, the final sort of target or goalpost hasn't quite been achieved by the end of the first quarter, that's perfectly okay. Then what we need to do, for example, is you tweak and you adjust. So in my particular case, I was thinking about this and I have a goal to hit 10,000 steps minimum per day, but I have a pretty sedentary life. Like I probably get 5 to 6,500 steps a day just walking around my house with my kids, with my daughter. And if I don't do cardio, like in addition to that, I'm very rarely going to hit 10,000 steps without doing intentional cardio. So I was thinking about that and I was like, man, I average like 8,200, 8,300 in the first quarter. Like I didn't quite hit the 10,000, but some days I had 16,000 and other days I had 4,000 or 5,000. So it was very imbalanced. And so as I'm like reflecting on this stuff, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to get we have a Peloton treadmill, the newer one, whatever. And so I went on Amazon and I found this like desk piece that just attaches to the treadmill. And I'm like, okay, for an hour a day when I'm doing stuff that doesn't really require me to not be out of breath or whatever it is, right? Like I can be multitasking. I could be listening to a training or giving reviews or feedbacks or all these things that I do in my week or my day. I'm just going to do it on there. And in my head, I'm like, this is how I tweak it. Because I was relying on doing cardio exclusively. That's all I'm doing during that time is cardio. And life was getting hectic, as I already shared with you in the first quarter. So I'm like, this is a way to kill two birds with one stone. I'm gonna for sure automatically get my steps in. I'm gonna get a bunch of less important stuff done during that hour of walking. And so this is what I mean by adjustments. So was I an athlete in terms of my identity in the first quarter? Yes. Did I get to my desired outcome? Not quite. I was a little short. So now I don't have to change too much. I just have to change the process that I stick to. So now it's very simple. I go, if I walk on my treadmill and do some work at the same time for the next 90 days, I will automatically be getting my cardio in no matter what. So that's just one example, right? Same thing for reading books or podcasts or different things like this. If you aren't doing it consistently, it means that it's not consistent enough in your daily routine. You're putting it in here and there and it's random. And whenever anything in your life is random, the chances of it being consistent drops significantly. When it's in a sequence, like I brush my teeth, I drink water, I have breakfast, I have a protein shake, I work out, like it's very much connected, then you're actually bookending this habit because you know that it fits in between this action and this action in your life. So you fit it in and you always fit it in during that. That's why we're creatures of habit and routine, because as soon as you have a curveball or a surprise or something out of nowhere and it interrupts the sequence, then sometimes things can get shuffled and that's why people miss the gym or that's why they don't check their leads or that's why they don't follow through on the things that they said they're going to do, because there's constant surprises. What we need to do is we need to get very much familiar with what are these surprises and avoiding them by having a routine that sticks these key priorities in place all the time. So that's the first thing. The next thing is measure your activity. Like everything that is important to you should be measured and tracked one way or another. So now that we're at the end of the quarter, you need to actually look at your numbers across the board. So if you wear like an Apple Watch or some kind of trackable wearable device, which I highly recommend that you do, there's so much data in there that you should actually look at. So you can check like how much was your average steps for the day? How much was your average sleep per night? This kind of stuff. In your business, you need to be checking like what was the total number of leads that you generated in the whole quarter? What was the total number of calls that you had with prospects? What was the total number of front-end sales that you had? What was the total number of Enagic sales? What was the total number of income and revenue? These are things that you cannot just keep moving forward and being like, yeah, cool, next month, because that's how you get to the end of 2024 and you might not even review any of it at any point. So then you're like surprised when you do your taxes or something. You're like, oh, I thought I made way more. Where I thought I made way less. Everything's a surprise because you're not taking the time to actually look at it and go, cool, here's the numbers, here's the results. This is what I created. Was I on track? Was I behind track? Is this making sense? So then you can adjust all the things that you were doing well and tweak them so the second quarter is more productive. And this is like the final 90-day sprint for everybody who is looking forward to rank advancing to 6A and above in Okinawa, Japan for this June. Technically, the cutoff is end of May, so it's 60 days. If you really needed the extra time, the last extra 2 weeks, 20 days, something like this in June, you gotta basically fight for your goal to be accomplished and achieved before you walk on stage. And so one of the things about this too is sacrifice is another big part around planning for life in general. Like, this next 60 days, this next 90 days, you might choose knowingly and willingly and go, you know what? I'm willing to sacrifice something that I enjoy, something that's fun, something that I usually want to be doing in the second quarter every other year. But this year, I'm going to sacrifice it because I'm going to focus on hitting 6A instead. I'm going to double down. I'm going to put in twice as much time as I would normally put towards my business, or three times or four times as much or whatever. But I'm only gonna do it for this next 90 days. And then in the third quarter, I'm gonna balance it the opposite direction, where I'm gonna go down to half as much time towards my business and double as much time towards my family during the summer months. We're gonna spend more time together, go to the beach, have fun, whatever. So it doesn't mean that you should always have a perfect balance in your life by any stretch of the imagination. But what we need to remember is that if we continue to learn, improve, and grow, and put in that daily effort to confirm the identity of who we want to become day after day after day, the goals that we set out to achieve will automatically be achieved. It's if you're driving on the highway and you're going on a road trip and you know that you're going to drive across the country, right? But your final destination is to get to the other side of the country. You may not know exactly when you're going to arrive, because you take breaks and stop, and maybe you get sick halfway and you decide to post up in a hotel for a week because you're like laying in bed and you can't do anything. You weren't planning for that week, right? So you're technically a week behind schedule. But also that because you're driving from one side of the country to the other side of the country, you will eventually go past certain cities. It has to happen because you're driving that direction. There's a city, boom, you pass through. Next city, you pass through. Eventually, you pass through all the cities across the country and you make it to the other side. But the timing, the timeline could be different. And this is the most important thing is like when I set out to my business, I didn't know how long it would specifically take me to hit 6A2-3. I didn't know how long it would specifically take me to hit 6A2-6. But what I did know is that if I continued to show up and improve and build my business and focus on the right actions and bringing in key leaders and working with them and providing training and being all these things that I could control, it was inevitable that one day, somehow, some way, I would eventually get to that achievement, that milestone. And that's why it's so important for all of us to remember that when we hear other people, how long it took them, how long it didn't take them, were they fast, are they slow, it's all relative because we don't know what has happened along the way. If somebody hits a major goal in 12 months, they might have completely ruined their marriage behind the scenes and nobody knows. They could have packed on 30 pounds of fat. Nobody knows. They could have stopped talking to their children or spending quality time with their children. Nobody knows. So there's all this stuff behind the scenes that nobody necessarily knows. And I'm not saying that it must be that way, but these are the things that often we miss because all we're looking at is, wow, they did it in a year. That's amazing. So what else happened? Oh, we're not going to talk about that. Simultaneously, somebody took 5 years to get to that same goal, but during that time, they were volunteering 30 hours a week to homeless people just because they love it. They want to give back. They want to help. Not making money, not growing their business, taking a super long time. So they got there in 5 years. But their sacrifice, their mindset was, I helped so many people. I contributed. I volunteered. I was helping people less fortunate for 5 years, 30 hours per week for 5 years. And then I hit my goal. But I also did all this other stuff in the meantime. I got jacked. I got ripped. I volunteered. I traveled. You know what I'm saying? And then their business goal or their rank goal was longer. But who cares? Because that was their timeline. So anyway, I think that the first quarter for me has always been a very intense period of time because I like to hit the new year running. I have new ideas, new projects that come to me towards the end of the year. It has a little bit to do with my numerology because my birthday is on December 27th. So I have those last few days of the year of like extreme clarity. And then as soon as January comes around, it's boom. And as whatever momentum and energy I created in that first quarter, I build upon that. And then by the end of the year, even though there was some obstacles and some difficulties along the way, I still ended up with an epic year all in all and leveled up and achieved things and made special memories with my family and so on and so forth. And I think that regardless of how you're feeling at this moment around how your year is going so far, just pause and take a moment to appreciate, have you intentionally confirmed your new identity of the person you want to become day after day, and you're making your decisions on how you're showing up, what you're prioritizing, what you're doing, who you're being every single day from this new identity of I am a millionaire, I am an athlete, I am a generous, thoughtful, loving, giving husband and father, or whatever it is for you that is important. And it, all these temptations and all these distractions and all these stuff, they're trying to cater to the old identity of yourself that you're looking to leave behind or that you have left behind. Those are the temptations coming in. And if you can make the decisions from your new identity every single day, 90% of the time at least, then you're on track. You will get there. So just have that trust, have that faith that you will end up at the end of this year or possibly next year, the year after that, where you want to be. And I think that's really important for all of us because no one is harder on ourselves than us. No one is harder on me than me. I'm the hardest on me by far. Even when my wife sometimes compliments me on something, or I went to Mr. Shiro's birthday party and I gave a little impromptu speech out of nowhere, like I was super hard on myself. I'm like, that speech sucked. I could have done better. I could have shown up a different way. I could have been more prepared. Like I was kicking my own ass. I wasn't sitting here being like, oh yeah, look at me. I'm so awesome. And my speech was so amazing. I was like, nah, man, you could have said that differently. You didn't do this. You could have learned some Japanese. You could have, like, I was just smashing myself. And then meanwhile, other people were messaging me saying, hey, that was really awesome. And I'm so glad I got to see it. And it was really from the heart and all these positive stuff, which it was, but I'm like, okay, your standards are not where my standards are. I want to do better. I want to improve. I want to grow. And so you are most likely the same, is that you're whooping your own butt, thinking about where you could have been, how much more sales you could have had, how much more consistent you could have been, and this and this. But also give yourself the love and the grace to remind yourself, like, man, there's a lot of people out there that aren't even trying. Like, they're not even trying to get better. They're not even trying to improve. They just don't give a flying fuck. Like, they're just happy with the way things are, or a lot of the times they're unhappy with the way things are, but they're not willing to change. They're not willing to try. They're not willing to do anything. They're not willing to learn anything new. And the fact that you care enough about yourself, about your family, about your vision, about your goals, that you are trying, that you are putting in your best foot forward, that you are making positive progress. Remind yourself that you are a rare breed on this planet, because that's not how most people operate. most people operate, they're coasting, they're complaining. It's everyone else's fault and all that stuff. But you are like relentlessly pursuing a better version of yourself. And if that's true for you, smile, give yourself grace because you deserve that. And it's all going to come together. There's been so many times in my life where I couldn't see how, it didn't make sense. And somehow magically the puzzle pieces came together and it just happened and it worked out. And I was like, wow, the synchronicity, the divine timing, the special circumstances that unfolded, truly miraculous. And the same will go for you too. So that's my episode for this week. I hope you had an amazing Q1 2024. If you aren't feeling like you did, take some more time to be grateful. Make a list of all your favorite memories that you had in the first quarter of this year, your top 10 highlights, your top 10 learning lessons and experiences. Really reflect. 90 days is a short time, but it's also a long time. A lot can happen in 90 days. And then confirm and say, how on track were you with identifying as this new version of yourself and showing up as that person every single day? And if you were like 50% on track, then be like, how can I make this more straightforward for the Q2 that we're beginning, where I can hack the system a little bit like I am with my treadmill slash working, just so I know that by the end of Q2, I will be averaging more than 10,000 steps every single day because I'm going to be getting work done that I would be doing regardless. So that's one little tweak and adjustment I made amongst many others where we're chipping away at this 10% improvement, 10% improvement, 10% improvement. And my coach always talks about this. He's like, you're so dialed in, but you're not satisfied. It's not good enough. You're always thinking, okay, maybe I could switch this around and maybe I could do this other way, this different sequence, and that will get a better outcome. And he's like, yeah, you're like nitpicking the final 10%, but there's always another level. There's always a better improvement. There's always something else to try out and test and see how effective it is. And that is not normal. That's not how the masses operate. And if you're similar to me, where you're just going back to the drawing board and asking yourselves, how can you improve? How can you level up? Then give yourself massive love, massive props, celebrate, take a moment to... It's almost like the same as when we're saying goodbye to a year before the new year begins. It's like taking a moment to just really sit with it and be like, wow, goodbye. Like that time is never coming back. Q1 2024 is never coming back. It's done. It's complete. It's over. So giving yourself that chance to really wrap it up in a bow, feel good about it. What did you learn? How can you get better? Get excited. Get back to the drawing board, make those adjustments, and then go and attack with a lot of trust that it's all working out for you in perfect timing in Q2 is my wish for you. I'm so excited to share some of the big things that have happened in my life. Not quite yet, but I will be sharing at some point during the month of April. And then Japan's coming fast, and I can't wait to see all you guys in June in Okinawa. Yeah, so... much love to you. I appreciate you so much. I hope you learned something or needed to hear something from this episode. Share it with your team. Share it with your friends. Tag us on social media at The Diamond Life Mentor. And we'll see you again on the next one. Cheers. Take care. I hope you found something useful here to help you unlock more freedom in your life. We're just getting started. So if there's something you want to hear or a guest you want me to have on the podcast, shoot me a message at The Diamond Life Mentor on Instagram and let me know. You can discover incredibly helpful resources and more ways to build your diamond life now at my website, balazswcardos.com. At the end of the day, this is all about bettering yourself and helping others. So if you think you can help someone else by sharing this podcast, that would be the ultimate win for me. And of course, subscribe so you don't miss the next one. Appreciate you. Thanks for listening.